Welcome in, everybody, to a deep dive into the world of STEM for our littlest learners.
Sounds fun.
We're checking out STEM Titans JR.
JR.
That's Junior Fuzzy Friends Structure and Code Adventure.
Catchy.
A program for K through second grade from the awesome team at STEM Academic Solutions.
Love those guys.
We'll explore its key features, the materials involved, and how it all comes together to get these young minds engaged in STEM.
Well, right off the bat, what's impressive is how it takes those potentially complex STEM concepts and makes them accessible and fun for this age group, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about throwing terms at them, but building a foundation for understanding.
Absolutely. It's giving them those building blocks.
Uh-huh.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Speaking of building blocks, this program has three main activities. Lakeshore, building brick challenges, road puzzle games, and the Code and Go Mouse activity.
Oh, nice.
I can already see how these encourage hands-on learning, collaboration, and problem solving.
For sure. And each activity targets different skills, too.
Oh, cool.
The Lakeshore building brick challenges go beyond just stacking blocks.
Right.
They're building mechanisms, understanding how structures work.
Wow.
And developing spatial reasoning.
Yeah.
Think about it. They're figuring out how to make things stable, how to connect pieces in a way that achieves a specific goal.
Yeah.
Those are crucial skills in engineering and design.
It's fascinating how something as seemingly simple as playing with blocks.
I know, right?
Can lay the groundwork for such complex concepts.
Totally.
And then there's the road puzzle game, which involves a very special squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious how that works.
Okay, so imagine you're tasked with building a path for this squirrel to navigate.
Okay. Hey.
Ultimately leading him to drop an acorn into a nest. What's neat is how the game has different levels.
Oh, cool.
Beginners can follow step-by-step instructions, which helps build their confidence and understanding of the basic principles.
Right.
Then, as they get more comfortable, they can tackle open-ended challenges where they have to figure out their own solutions.
That's a clever way to differentiate instruction within the activity itself.
Yeah.
Keeps everyone engaged and challenged at their own pace.
Exactly.
So we've got building, we've got spatial reasoning, we've got strategic problem solving with the squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the Code and Go Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Which just sounds like a blast.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And it's so much more than just fun.
Okay.
The kids use coding cards to program the mouse to find cheese.
Fun.
It seems simple on the surface.
Right.
But think about what's happening. They're learning about sequences, instructions, and how to break down a task into steps.
Right.
These are the fundamental building blocks of coding.
Yeah.
And for a kindergartner or first grader, seeing that little mouse sip around, following their commands.
I bet.
Well, that's pure magic and motivation.
It really is amazing to see how these seemingly simple activities can turn into such powerful learning, you know?
All right.
And what I think is really cool is how STEM Academic Solutions really thought about the whole learning,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just the activities themselves.
Hmm. Like, we're talking hour-long sessions, but with the option to adjust to different schedules,
uh-huh.
which is so practical for busy teachers, you know?
It's all about thoughtful design and support for those educators, right?
Totally.
They even suggest pre-sorting those building brick kits.
Oh, wow.
Into color-coded baggies.
Nice.
And having two children per kit to encourage teamwork.
Yeah.
Those little things can make a huge difference in classroom management and flow.
For sure. It streamlines everything and lets the focus stay on the learning.
Right.
And they don't stop there.
No, they don't.
STEM Academic Solutions provides tips for facilitators.
Oh, cool.
Like how to set up the workspace so each team has enough room.
Nice.
They even include things like SEL activities and brain breaks.
They've really thought of everything.
It's like they've thought of everything.
To make this a successful experience for the kids and the educators.
Absolutely.
That kind of support is so valuable.
Yeah.
It empowers educators to focus on guiding the learning process and fostering that love of STEM.
Right. They even include contact info.
Wow.
For tech support for each of the products.
Wow.
Which shows a real commitment to making sure everything runs smoothly.
It's clear they really want to see this program succeed and have a positive impact.
Absolutely. Think about it. These early experiences could be the catalyst for future engineers, scientists, inventors.
Oh.
The possibilities are endless.
It's inspiring to think about the ripple effect this program could have, not just on individual children, but on our society as a whole.
And that brings us to a question worth pondering. How might this program inspire a lifelong love of STEM in young learners?
Ooh, I like that.
What real-world applications could these early skills lead to?
That's powerful. We're not just talking about teaching kids to code or build with blocks. We're talking about fostering a mindset, a way of approaching the world with curiosity and a desire to understand how things work.
And it all starts with a spark, a moment of discovery, a chance to build, explore, and create.
Yeah.
Fuzzy friend structure and code adventure.
Couldn't have said better myself. A huge thank you to STEM Academic Solutions for creating such a well-thought-out and engaging program. And to you, our listener, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.